the book Hebrews, part 54. I'm Professor Hannes Redelingheys of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, please contact us at our WhatsApp number. It's an international plus 27 number for South Africa, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, which is https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are to participate in the studies, you are very, very welcome. I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It is very important to subscribe to the channel, to be able to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. The subscription is free, or the notifications is free. Send this link to your friends and family, and make sure that you at least have a 1611 King James Bible, a writing pad, and a pen ready to make notes. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. You're very welcome. I trust that this study today is going to be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua. Hallelujah. We have to continue where we left off yesterday morning. Now, the Bible says that Yahweh is about to curse the earth. Now he says in Genesis 3 verse 18, and here's something that we actually missed for so many, many, many years when reading the Bible. Thorns also, listen, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. So this means that the earth up to this stage of Adam and Eve never had thorns and thistles. Because this is a wheat that will come forth out of the earth, that will make it more difficult for Adam and his generations after him that will come to work the earth, which will make it very difficult. If you are bare feet and you walk on thorns or thistles, it will stick your feet. So this wasn't part of the creation in Genesis 1. So this is part of another creation. So Yahweh never stopped creating. It's because there were no thorns and thistles before Adam and Eve were cursed out of the Garden of Eden. It says, thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, Adam, and shalt eat the herb of the field. So you will eat herbs from the field. Previously, Adam and Eve ate from the trees, all the trees in the Garden of Eden. Now also you will eat herbs of the field. In the sweat of thine face shall thou eat bread. Like somebody said, you shall eat bread until you are sweating. In the sweat of thy face shall thou eat bread. You will generate your food by working with your hands and your body, till thou return unto the ground. So you die, and your body will be rested in the ground. From out of it was thou taken. So this confirms that Adam was made from the dust of the earth. Genesis 2 verse 7 and 8. And he formed Adam out of the dust of the earth. He didn't spoke him. The Genesis 1 verse 26 to 29 people was spoken. They were told to multiply and fill the earth. Go about the earth. Have intercourse. Fill the earth. Adam and Eve only came years after that. They came after the day of rest, which then will be the 8th day or later. And then Adam was formed from the dust of the earth. And Yahweh blew in his nostrils the breath of everlasting life. And he became an ever-living soul, never to die. Yet animals also have a living soul, but their soul is in their blood. And that is why Yahweh wanted Moses and the nation to offer blood of animals. For more than 1,000 years, blood was for the atonement of their sins, where the high priest offered the blood, where under the nation of Israel served 613 different laws to obtain salvation. And then it wasn't even enough, because a New Testament had to be born from the blood of Yahushua, a new covenant of eternal life, which would come through grace and not through the blood of any animals, but from the atonement blood, the redemption blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. What a privilege. What do we have? We have grace. What is grace's name? Yahushua. What a blessing. What a blessing. So, you will sweat, you will eat bread in the sweat of your face, or you will sweat in your face and eat bread till you return to the ground when you die. For out of it waste thou made. He was made out of the dust or the sand. For dust thou art, and unto dust shall thou return. You will be returned to the ground when you die. You will be put into a grave, and the worms will eat your flesh. It will just integrate. There will be bones, and later on the bones will just become dust, till there is eventually nothing left. That's the curse. That's the curse of being disobedient, disfaithful. And that is why it is so important in this 21st century that we, as part of the bride of Yahushua, must live in obedience to what Yahweh and Yahushua expects of us through the word and the leading and teachings and convincing of the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. We must allow the Ruach HaKodesh to convince us of sins and unrighteousness, and teach us and lead us in all faithfulness and truth, and lead us in the teachings of the revelation word. This is what it's all about. That's why I'm doing the other study in English also. What is your God's name? You must listen to it. Go on the internet, go look up what is your God's name, go to part 1, start from there. The revelation of the book Revelation. Go, it's a study, go and start with it. There's revelation word that you need to have to understand. It's like a puzzle. The one study is filling up the other one. One study is confirming the other one. Even the study of the book Hebrews. See where we are. We're in the book Genesis. But by the time that we are going to go back to the book Hebrews, we will just about fall out of our chairs when I'm going to start talking about certain events, and you will realize that all these teachings in the book of Genesis was so important, was such important information to know and to understand and to have knowledge of for us in order to understand what's going to happen in the book of Hebrews later on, especially the big book Hebrews chapter 7 and chapter 9. When we get to that, you must have obtained some safety belts not to fall out of your chair, because we will realize what lies we were taught you by the church. I always say, somebody is lying to somebody. Is the words lying, or were the church lying? It's for us to decide. Both can't be the same. It's not the truth. One has been lying to us. And this is the cause or the need of the studies. Because I don't need to cover up everything, anything. Because I don't belong to no domination, church or organization for the last 26 years. Going for 27 years. I only say what the 1611 King James Bible, the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, or my 1973 Afrikaans Bible says. If I'm wrong, please show me right. Show me right according to the scriptures. And you know what I will do? I will immediately change. Because I'm a professor. I'm not immune to the truth. Instead, if I'm wrong, I would admit immediately that I were wrong. And I will rectify it. Because I don't want to be the reason for somebody going to hell one day. Because I was looking for fame and fortune and the applause of people. I don't. I want people to repent and come to the truth, the revelation truth of the knowledge of the word of Yahweh our Elohim. Verse 20, and Adam called his wife named Eve, because she was the mother of all things. She was the mother of all things. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God, can't be the Lord God, Yahweh El Elohim, make cloths of skin, coats of skin, and cloth them. So here were the first animals sacrificed, gave their lives to the benefit of people. I believe the Genesis 1 people, for millions of years already, have been using animal skins as clothes. And that's why Yahweh used it for Adam and Eve, to clothe their nakedness. And Yahweh Almighty said, behold, the man has become as one of us. Who is he speaking to? And the Yahweh Elohim, or Yahweh Almighty said, behold, the man, Adam, is become one of us, and knows good and evil. Today we are not gods. I want to use the word gods. But according to the Bible, as part of the bride of Yahushua, we are called kings, sons, and priests of Yahushua. Kings, sons, and priests. We are not gods. But we have titles wherein we can stand today and cast out demons. Lay our hands upon the sick. The Bible says, in the name above every other name, the name Yahushua, you will lay your hands upon the sick and they shall be healed. You will cast out demons and devils and spirits in the name of Yahushua. Why? Because we are performing as kings, sons, and priests in the authority through the Ruach HaKodesh that we have been anointed through the redemption blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. What a blessing for us to manifest in the power of the Ruach, to move in the authority which Yahushua has anointed every one of us with. We co-heirs of whatever Yahweh promised Yahushua. We today in this 21st century are co-heirs of that. And Yahweh Almighty said, behold, the man is become as one of us. He didn't say he is what as. Who is the one of us? His son, Yahushua. Because Yahushua was also called a God or an Elohim. You remember Hebrews 1 verse 6-7, after he was exalted, to whom of the other angels did he say, you are my son, today I've exalted thee, to whom of them? He says in the King James, O God, thou God. So Yahushua was called a God, an Elohim. Thou Elohim, the Father. So that is why he says, now has become one of us to know good and evil. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right here because the time has caught up with us and there's a lot of things more to say about verse 22. Till tomorrow morning in his Father's will. Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.